Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Snorkel shot! Snorkel shot! Snorkel shot!
I want to spend the weekend.
The dive bar. This dive bar.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Spent many a time and some dive bars throughout Australia and New Zealand on my quest, on my walkabout through those two countries. And we'll get back to that in just a bit. We got to catch up with Vinny Two Tanks. But before we do that, we got the Aqua Gypsy. And she is in the island, I believe, a Grand Turk, deep into the Caribbean, as we speak. It looks like she's walking through a rainforest or something. What are you doing there, Britt? What's going on?
I'm trying to find a good place where it's not loud and there isn't Caribbean music going off everywhere.
Well, she's
don't
going
hear
down.
Anything in there.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, because I just left.
Yeah, okay. Pay attention, Barry.
No, Barry. I'm asleep.
Okay.
Listen, Barry, listen.
So what are you doing in Grand Turk, first off, Britt? And then we'll talk about your recent exploits in Costa Rica, which you just got back
I'm back from right now.
Yeah.
So we're in Grand Turk right now with my friend,
Court.
And we have been diving right now, and then we're waiting to dive with the humpback whales.
Oh, awesome. Look at you. Yeah, yeah. So are they out there? Do you know? Or have you just got there or what?
Yeah, they're here. The only problem is it's been really, really windy. It's blowing like 22 knots.
Ouch.
So we haven't really had any good opportunity. So the way that we're doing it is we scheduled to go snorkeling with the whales every day. Mm-hmm. And then it hasn't happened. But then when it doesn't happen, we go diving. So that's what we're doing now.
Gotcha. Yeah. And when the whales are around, it's only snorkeling offerings, right? You can't dive.
Yeah.
So
hey, Britt, we're definitely going to go snorkeling tomorrow.
Hey, Britt, here's a fun game. Only refer to the whales as whales.
Whales?
Whales.
Just overpronounce the H. It's fun.
Is that a Grand Turk thing?
Drive all your friends nuts. Say, when are we going snorkeling with the whales?
Huh.
The humans.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. That's advice.
It's going to be huge.
That's advice from Cock Johnson that you should definitely avoid. Trust me.
Shut up, Greg.
Whatever. Whatever.
Anyway, I will say this. I had a first here.
Yeah, a first.
Finally.
My first time.
Your first time. Oh, this could get spicy.
This was my first time ever diving and hearing the whale's song underwater.
That's really? Awesome. What did it sound like? Give us an example. Cool. What did it sound like?
It sounded like Free Willy.
Yeah? Like, hello, Brittany.
Yeah, something like that. But no, it was like in your chest.
You felt it, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's really loud, and then just, like, vibrates your body, kind of.
Yeah, and these are humpback whales, right?
That's right.
Okay, that's cool. So you've heard them, but you haven't been near them to see them just yet. Is that right?
We're going to. Tomorrow it's going to happen.
Okay.
I got hope.
All right. But in the meantime, you've been diving, so it's a little too choppy on top, but you can still get down and do some scuba off of Grand Turk. Is that the deal?
Yep. Yep, yeah. Getting down and dirty with the black tip reef sharks.
Yeah. Awesome. Is it mostly like wall dives and things like it is around Turks and Caicos, or is it different?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's mainly wall dives and, you know, super big drop offs. You know, kind of reminds me of like the Bloody Bay wall, like in Little Cayman or something. It's just this like sheer drop off, like 3,000 feet.
Right. Well, you know, we do similar dives. I think around around Providenciales when we're doing like the Turks and Caicos liveaboard. Mm-hmm. That's not too far from Grand Turk, where you're at. So that's cool. Well, hopefully next week you'll report back that you were diving with the humpbacks. And look
this
forward to that.
Happen.
But let's backtrack, because before you went there, and while I was in Australia, New Zealand, you were with Captain Walt there in Costa Rica, and mm-hmm. evidently had a bucket list moment or one of your most memorable dives ever. Is that the case or what?
The best dive of my life. One
really?
Of the best dives of my life. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what happened? What was it?
Okay. Let me set the scene.
Yeah.
We go on this first of all, we went fishing, and then I didn't even know that mantas were in the area. So actually Walt is a huge part of this, because he said, "Hey babe, I really think that you should go tomorrow." And I was like, "Eh, I don't know, you know, whatever." Cause we saw the water was very murky. It was very cold. I'm like, "Eh." And he's like, "Nah, babe, you should do it." So I'm like, "Okay." He's like, "I'll even walk with you to the dive shop." So he walks me to the dive shop. You know, we pay the money, we do everything. And then I go on the dive boat at 7 in the morning, whatever. First dive, horrible. Absolutely, one of the worst dives I've ever been on in my life. Horrible.
Okay.
I mean, we're getting banged around. We're getting thrown around. The current's horrible.
Wow.
So I was worried about my camera. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't want anything to happen to this camera, whatever. You know, my lights and everything.
Right.
So I'm like, all right. And then I got up on the boat and I realized that everyone was pretty upset, too. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to bring my camera on this second dive. We're going to see the largest manta we've ever seen in our entire lives. Because everyone on the boat that had been diving throughout the week said, yeah, we saw one, but it was kind of small. And then, you know, we haven't seen anything for 3 days. So I'm like, this is going to be it. The biggest one we've ever seen. So we're going, and I didn't have my camera the one time I don't have it, right?
Of course.
And then, but I kind of did it on purpose. I was kind of joking. And in my head, I'm like, yeah, we're not seeing anything on this. So we go down and then we see three seahorses, maybe 4 inches tall. So
wow.
Pretty big.
Cool.
Yep. And they were orange. And so that was cool.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh man, I wish I had that. So then, I went, and then all of a sudden this manta ray, the size of a king size mattress came, all of a sudden everything got dark, you know? And I look over and everyone that I'm diving with, they all start ducking. And I'm like, oh, no, I ain't ducking on this one.
No way.
So I flipped over, and I flipped on my back. And then he came over top of me, and I kept blowing out. And that's so obviously I was going down because I'm blowing out. And so I keep going down, down, down. Finally, I hear my tank, doom, hit the reef. And I'm like, ah, shoot. And then I'm like, oh, no. And then he wanted the bubbles on his belly, you know?
Right. Yeah, so they do that. They get it's a little tickle that they enjoy from divers.
Yeah. So then I'm like, oh, that was cool, you know, whatever. But he came 3 foot above me. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, that was cool. And then he went away. And then he came back again. And we just kept doing this for 10 minutes. Then a big group came in. And so the dive master was like, all right, let's get out of here. Okay, we leave. And he followed us. He
wow.
came with us. Yeah. And manta, you know, has been on my bucket list. This is why I wanted to go to Rajan Pot. That's why I wanted to go to Galapagos with you originally. All I want is to see a manta. Okay, I guess I'm going to have to go to Hawaii. But, you know, Hawaii, it's sort of semi a little bit fake. You know, they put the light there and it comes.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, I guess I'm going to have to do that. But no, this happened. This was it was, everything was by chance. Everything was by luck. I didn't even know that there were mantas there.
That's the best way to have it happen. It's just spontaneous and you give a good bubble, evidently. And it came back for more over and over again. Look at you.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, no, I mean, you know, I'm it's a thing. Yeah, it's a manta thing. They like that. I've heard that said quite well. That's awesome. You had an experience, and I'm glad to hear about it. Now I'm very envious, like everyone else listening to that story. But that happens anytime. It can happen anytime when you're a scuba diver.
Gotta go.
Yeah, you just gotta get in the water and do it. All right, look, hour two is on deck. We got Vinny Two Tanks coming up. Don't let that scare you away. We got that and much, much more coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
On the boat or down below, if you want to stay in the know. If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.